I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're at the Rebecca Creek Saloon, and there is a palpable buzz in the room because royalty just walked in and put on a headset. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Ben and Skin Show is my close personal home girl, Dana Larson.
It is so good to be here.
I miss you.
And I miss you more.
I see you all the time during basketball season, and then baseball season gets here, and then I just either see on my TV or I hear Bassick talking about you.
I know. I don't like that. I don't like having so much skin time, and then it's such a withdrawal.
It gets taken away from you.
You're like my TV husband.
Right.
For 6 months of the year.
Right.
And then we separate.
And then we separate. And then my wife goes, hey, I got my husband back. That's great. I love my wife. She hates basketball season so much. I want to jump right in because whenever we come out here, we always pop Emily on. And Emily's great. And so when we had her on, I said, what do we need to ask Dana?
Oh, no.
And she said, ask Dana about the text conversations we have during Ranger games. So what can you tell us?
Okay. I do think if we could publish a book that comes just from these text conversations, boy, it would be funny. I think it'd be a bestseller.
Would it be shocking? Would it be salacious?
We would probably be fired. So that would be something. We'd hope the book did really well.
Right. Needs to carry you for a little bit.
Anymore. No, it's just somebody who knows exactly where you are and what you're going through, right? And so, and we've known each other forever and ever and ever. And it's just so funny. I can send her just like an emoji and she knows exactly what I'm talking about. So we text about the game. You know, family stuff, whatever is going on, but it's usually just, and then it just devolves into like wine glass emojis.
Yes.
Like in the end, it's just like several of those as we're counting down to the moment we can.
Especially with a season like this.
Yeah, baseball's weird because there's no timer on the game. Is that right? I hadn't noticed that.
I never mind the length of baseball games.
Yeah, I bet you guys are going, oh, my God, it's 16-3.
Well, and sometimes, too, you know, we sort of laugh about who gets what particularly long game. And she had Friday night. Just a regular, it was extra innings, but no rain delay or whatever, nearly 5 hour games. And I was home. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be careful. Like, do you want to send a text when you're at home, not in the middle of that to like, you know, really rub it in. But you know, there's so much karma in baseball.
The baseball
gods will even get us.
Yes, absolutely. What is the best part of working with Mike Bassick?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've asked this question of Gavin Dawson many times. He doesn't have an answer.
Takes him a while to think of something. Mike is, he's just always got an opinion.
Yes.
He's
the most opinionated
so good
person I know.
At this job,
yeah,
right?
You're right.
I love that because I'm someone, I really don't have a lot of opinions.
Why not?
I'd be terrible at the job you guys do.
Well, but you have a different job.
Yeah, I do.
You're the conductor.
Right.
You steer the thing.
Exactly.
And then you set people up. But are you saying like just, I know, I'm sure if I asked your husband, Jay, hey, what?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Dana's got a lot of opinions.
My home life opinions
are quite strong. So you save it up, you keep it off the air and then take it home and then Jay gets bombarded.
I think so. I have spent so much time probably letting others kind of analyze and this and that. And I mean, I have lots of thoughts and years of listening to people. So it's not that I don't have them. I don't always have a lot of opportunities to give them, I guess. But
right.
So I'm always amazed and admire people who are so willing to just like put it out there.
Right.
And, you know, just give an opinion and it's, Mike has a great personality.
He's the realist. He really, you know, it's like some people are scared to say certain things. He ain't.
No.
He'll say exactly what he thinks.
What he thinks. And he does have a great way of framing it, too, that is, I think, good. Keeps it realistic. People that are watching know what they're watching. They know what they're seeing in the situation. And we don't want to we don't want a dogpile on a team that might be struggling. But we certainly can't always sugarcoat in a way that, you know, doesn't feel genuine.
Right.
And I think Mike has a really nice way of transitioning and doing that, I think, from maybe from his radio gig to ours, that seat. I think he does a great job with that. I enjoy working with him.
What about with Pudge? Do you have to, like, carry around a Pudge tracker to, like, make sure he's, like, where he needs to be?
He's
at the right time.
He does need people.
Yeah, Pudge needs people.
He needs people. But
one of his people is Lee Costa, that used to work at our station. And so we kind of stay in the loop with Pudge with that, but yeah, he just goes wherever the fun is.
Man, he's the ambassador of fun.
Yeah.
He has earned it. His life is so cool. I mean, if there's anyone I want to follow on Twitter, it's him, because I'm just like, where is he? When he comes and does a show with us, I always want to start with a segment of, like, where in the world was Pudge Rodriguez?
What have you been doing?
And then he just lays it out, and he's been all over, and he's been at this charity thing and with these cool people and I'm like, I just sit there and listen and try to, like, you know, soak it all in. And it's so cool because he's that guy, but then he's also sitting there, you know, being goofy, putting bunny ears behind my head when I'm trying to be serious and talk, and I just think, I can't believe this is the same person.
He doesn't have the brag thing going on at all. For someone that has had, and a lot of athletes, I mean, you know, they love to talk about themselves, but for someone who's had the career he's had, he doesn't brag about himself.
He's wonderfully humble.
Yeah.
And he's got that great kind of self-deprecating humor. I mean, he's different from Dirk in a thousand ways, obviously, but there's something about the two of them that's a nice comparison, where it's like they just have a pleasant way about them, even though they know they're better than everyone else in the world at what they did for so long, right?
Right?
Both of them for decades and decades.
I think they appreciate how hard it is to be that person, and they respect it. I think is maybe one, because I think, like, it's not lost on Dirk. Hey, dude, you're the sixth all-time leading scorer. You know,
or right
at the wherever he's at now, sixth, and he's going to pass Wilt like in November, and we'll probably be doing a game. And
I hope so.
We'll be talking about Dirk passing Wilt. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
Oh,
so glad he's back.
Watch this one. What's your favorite part of working with Skin?
Oh, God, that's a great question.
Oh, I mean, let me count the ways.
I'll take
I don't know if we have time for this.
More of a podcast, really, just an entire podcast.
Couldn't be nicer. Which he probably, you know, I mean, I don't know if people know that, of course.
You work with him every other day, not
every day.
KT's like, man, that's not my experience. He comes in, what a jerk that guy is.
Well, the other thing that I really appreciate with people that I work with is just someone you can absolutely count on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for you, that's you bring it. You're bringing something interesting to say. You're bringing, you know, great insight into something. You've got a great personality. I mean, Skin is the whole packet.
Well, okay. I always say this about you. And there has been a few times, like three or four times over the last couple of years, where I filled in for you.
Right.
And so then I was sort of trying to run this thing.
Which is never good because you make it look way too easy.
No, okay, I was going to say the exact opposite, because what happens is when, especially when you're on the set and it's a home game and there's drunk people and there's chaos going on. and so the shows go, you know, especially the post game show, because it's not mapped out, right? It's more of a jam because it's happening on the fly. And so there's 3 seconds till you hit the air, and then you hear this in your ear. I'm sorry? What? I can't. We're on television, and you don't know. You can't hear anything, and you're supposed to just run this show, and you're supposed to tease. You don't know what happens next. And I tell people all the time, it's like, it is a frickin' war zone, and you would never know from watching Dana that chaos is going on at all times.
It's true. Sometimes
it's chaos.
I know. I love that you pull the curtain back a little bit, because I know people can't really appreciate it. It looks so easy to just sit and talk, right?
Right.
And on some levels, it is. I mean, you make it look so easy, Skin. And but there is so much happening that people can't really realize. And if I ever look like, you know, my eyes are crossing and there's smoke coming out of my ears, that's because a thousand things are happening. I'm trying to listen to the producer, listen to you, so I don't sound like an idiot when it comes back to me, you know?
Right.
And then think about what's coming next and deal like with the thousands of people that are screaming in our ears or whatever. So it is. It's different.
I want to throw one more thing in there to add on to this. And so I'm older than you and my kids are older than you, but also my wife does not work. you have two girls and your husband works and you have this job with crazy hours. And so that's sometimes during commercial breaks, we're talking about you got a sick kid at home or so you've got all this other you're trying to raise these kids and both of you guys work. That's insane.
Oh, thank you for pointing all that out. I appreciate it. I'm not sure I'm handling it well.
You do a great your girls are lovely. They're great kids.
Cute. They are very cute. But right in a commercial break, I'll be like, give Reese one teaspoon of dirt.
That's no joke.
Bed, and then quickly text and then go back. All right, what are we doing again?
Right. It's just the chaos of trying to have a normal life and having a broadcast life.
But is that your personality in general away from the job and anything in life?
Kind of like
chaos?
The,
are you the calm?
No, see, I'm a real, like, I would prefer things to be really organized and calm.
You're
and
the most organized person I know.
So it's, I think that it's, I kind of wrangle with that, with what we do, because I, you know, you need to be flexible and just kind of flow in and go with it. And that really isn't typically my personality, but I've had to learn to try to, you know, embrace that as much as I can.
And I think the other thing too, is because, you know, the anchors don't give to give their opinions. I don't know if the people that watch realize how much you know about sports. And I know because you and I have a lot of sports conversations. And just to kind of pull back the curtain a little more, your husband Jay played college basketball. He works as a basketball commissioner. He works in sports, but you really know your sports, and that's why the questions you ask are the right kind of questions to set guys up, because you actually know the game that you're watching.
Thank you.
You take notes all throughout the game.
I am a crazy note.
Yeah, dude. I'll be like, hey, what happened midway through the third? And I'll ask Dana, because she knows more than I do. She's got it all detailed.
You throw them away at the end of the night?
You know what? I have a few, but typically, yeah. I do most of the time get rid of stuff. That stems from just getting into this business when I was a 20-year-old kid straight out of school and a female, you know, coming along trying to jump into the sports world. And I wanted to be taken seriously so bad that I just thought to myself, I have to be not just prepared, I have to be over prepared, because if I make a mistake, if I say something stupid, it will look 10 times worse than somebody else. I cannot allow that to happen. So I probably through the years have maybe, you know, overdone some of the things I need to do, but now they're just kind of my routine and my rhythm, and I feel, you know, like I'm kind of in the game more when I'm doing.
Okay, that made me think of two questions. One of these is going to make you uncomfortable, and I am very curious about this.
Okay.
Because you do want to be taken seriously, and you know the world that you're coming in, but a lot of times the women that come into the sports world have to be attractive, and you're an attractive person. Did that ever bother you that people would make comments, oh, Dana's pretty, when you're just thinking about this job? Like, how do you reconcile all that?
First of all, never heard those comments.
Oh, come on.
No, never did. I definitely have always, I've said this before, that I wish I didn't have to be on camera to do my job, which makes no sense at all, right?
I know what you're saying.
Because I love so much about it, but I hate that there's anything that comes with, I don't even want to get put on makeup. I don't want to have to worry about my hair. But of course that's just part of it.
Right.
For me, I wanted to blend in. I wanted to wear like the most buttoned up jacket. I wanted to walk into a clubhouse and blend in with everybody else. I now look back, I admire the women who don't feel that way, and they wear what they want and they look how they want, and they just come in and they've got their heads held high and they're not worried about it. And maybe we've helped kind of pave the way and create a culture where that's comfortable.
Right.
For me, it was always really uncomfortable. I didn't like that. It definitely was hard for me to understand, you know, that there's these two sides of it, and I have to be okay with it. Yeah, that's never been an easy thing for me.
And the other thing is, I can't remember, did you study broadcast in college?
I did.
Okay, why did you went to SMU.
I went to SMU.
What did you go there to do?
I actually went because they have a great performing arts school, and I was interested in dance.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, which is so hilarious. It's an athlete of another kind.
Right.
I like to say.
Right.
But I studied dance, like, you know, really, truly thinking that maybe I would go on to live in New York and I don't know what I was going to do, be on Broadway or something
theater.
Like that. But along the way, I was racing home for my dance classes to make sure I didn't miss Charles Barkley at, you know, at a Phoenix Suns game and couldn't miss a playoff moment or something like that. So I had this passion And I thought, well, I'll find a way to work that into something, you know, I want to do with the rest of my life.
And your favorite athlete of all time is John Elway?
Yes.
He's
yes.
a huge John Elway
John
fan.
Elway.
Huge John Elway.
Huge
fan.
Bronco fan. Huge John Elway fan.
That's awesome. Right. That's right.
All right, Dana, we're going to let you go. You got to go deal with Bassick. You are dealing with Bassick.
Ew. Tom Grieve and Mike Bassick.
Grieve makes it better.
It's going to be good. We're doing this whole analytics theme
okay.
in the pregame and in the game. And so this has been nice. I've been studying to get ready for this.
Right.
My brain was just like number crunched. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the little release here.
So you're able to decompress a little bit before I go back into the war zone.
That's right.
I heard the great moment last night with Tom Grieve, the great joke about the lips.
The L-I-P-S.
Yeah, L-I-P-S. That was awesome.
Mike Bassick said he was trying to look up some, you know, sabermetric L-I-P-S, and Tom goes, you might have been on the wrong website.
Tom's awesome.
Bag is money.
Very good.
Dana, thank you for coming on.
Loved it.
There she goes. She's awesome. We love her. It's Dana Larson right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.